We're live with two donos in the chat already.
What up? Let's get weird. I guess we should start late every day, right? The money starts coming in to bribe us to start the show. It is Thursday edition of the Stay Cash and Show. And unfortunately for you guys, only me and Evan were here till 2:13. Ruppin' Rackets, how you doing today?
I just woke up 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, Rackets, man. Woke up at 2:10 for the 2 o'clock show. And Bill, how about you?
Had surgery yesterday.
Surgery every day. I don't want to hear about that.
Who said we had a show? I can't talk. My fucking throat's killing me. I had a tube down my throat.
Evan, would you like to tell him who said we had a show today?
Tommy said it multiple times. He said it last. Yes. Remember last week when you were like, I won't be here on Wednesday because I have surgery. And Tommy was like, yeah, I got to bring my niece to see The Little Mermaid. He said it last week as well.
And then I specifically said, unlike other shows who would be lazy and just canceled the show, we're just moving it to Thursday for you guys. So you still get 3 days of Stay Cash.
No?
You don't think that was said?
But let's wait till Tommy has hip surgery and he's on the show the next day.
Listen, I'm fine if you would have texted me at 10 a.m. or something.
No.
I was on the phone with you all morning.
Nope, it's fine. Can't wait.
Okay, let's see next time you need to be driven to the hospital at 8 a.m. Can't wait. You're welcome.
You left me at the hospital.
Left him there. He tells me he needs a ride home when
you
I'm in the movies.
Left me there, Rocket.
You abandoned Bill?
No, I didn't abandon Bill.
No ride, Rocket.
Fucking kid didn't plan a ride home. Guys, there's like 4 baseball games on today and a basketball game. So
no ride, Rocket.
Plenty of time to fill. So here's what happened, Rackets. I want your judicial decision. Because it happened on air on Stay Cashin' last week. When I said next week, and then Bill said, well, remember, you got to take me to the hospital Wednesday morning. And I said, oh, shit. Okay. So Bill said to me, and I said, well, I got to take my niece to see Little Mermaid at 1 o'clock. Which, by the way, movie review was fucking phenomenal. Fucking Rackets, watch it.
Was it a good movie?
Awesome. Right.
My daughter was asking to watch it yesterday.
Oh, it's fantastic. It was like watching Mario Brothers, you know, I wanted to watch it. Really good, and I had low expectations for it. But first of all, donations in the chat. Rob Hilty, 1999, said, can you actually start on time? Rob, I'm trying, baby. I'm doing this for you.
I don't know. I'm supposed to be here.
Bill's not supposed to be here.
We're 24 hours early.
Yeah, Bill's been watching TikTok all morning with me on the phone. 24 hours early. City Pizza said, can you get Ryan Dawson on No Mercy Original? Sure, I can try.
Who the fuck is Ryan Dawson?
I don't know, but I can try. I know Ryan.
Not Dawson's Creek?
Yes, but that is Ryan. That is Ryan Dawson. You don't want my life.
It's James Vanderbeek.
No, right. Yeah, that's Ryan Dawson. I think he's a journalist, Ryan Dawson. So, appreciate donations, guys. So I told Bill Rackets, I got my niece, dude. I'm not changing this. Like, she comes before anything. So I could take you there in the morning. He goes, yeah, I just need a ride at 8:30 in the morning. I said, okay, great. Perfect. I could do that. You know, that's way ahead of time. So I'm on the phone with my mom, right, when I'm going to pick Bill up at 8:30 in the morning, because I usually pick him up and drop him off. So she goes, how's he getting back home today? I go, honestly, I don't know. I go, he knows I can't do it. I have the movie. So if he gets out early, I could take him home. A lot of times he gets out at 11:30, 12, so I could just grab him. But he knows I have 1 o'clock. I don't know. I guess me. So then Bill gets in the car, dude, Rackets. He walks in my car. He sits down and he goes, how am I getting home at 8:30? It's 8:33. Now you're wondering how you're getting home when you're in my car? I'm like, well, do you have Uber? He doesn't even have the Uber app. Have you ever met anyone that doesn't have the Uber app and has never used it, Evan? I go, okay, well, here's what everyone, my mom has it. She's 70.
I got fucking 4 cars. Why would I need Uber?
So he goes, I don't know how to Uber.
I've got 4 cars. Know
so I go, here's what I'm going to do for you, okay? I go, if you're out early, I go, I'm not skipping the movies to pick you up. So I'll get you an Uber. I go, so if you're out early, I'll grab you before I go to the movies, because usually at 11:30, 12. I'll grab you and then I'll go up to the
I literally live 100 yards from the hospital.
He's like a fucking baseball throw from the hospital, right? If he didn't have a bad leg, he could have walked there. right? So I go, all right. So I go, you don't know how to use Uber. I'll get you an Uber, okay? I'll use it because on my account.
Well, wait a minute. Where was my fucking $20, you fuck?
Right, that's right. That's mine. That's got
I gave him $20.
So he goes, here's $20 for the Uber. Back. And he gave me his keys. And his keys. Did you ever find your keys?
Yeah. Well, how do you think I got in the house?
Well, you're welcome for that too. So that's
$20 back.
So he throws $20. So on the way out of the fucking car, Rackets, he throws $20 at me and goes, you know, get me the Uber if I need it, unless you're here. I'm like, okay. So now I'm going to get him an Uber. So I'm in the movie theater. All right. It's 1:40. He went in there at 8:30. Okay. It's 1:40. I'm watching Little Mermaid and I'm like, is this kid dead? So I go send him a text. Like, are you all right, dude? Are you out? The first time ever. I've dropped him up in this hospital at least 5-6 times, right, Bill? This is the first time ever I get a call, Rackets, on my phone at 1:40 p.m., like way later than he should be there. Something's wrong. I get a call from Mountainside Hospital, right? That's all that comes up on my thing. So I'm like, Bill's dead. Bill just died. So I run out of the movie theater, right? My niece and nephew are like, where are you going? I'm like, I'll be right back. Run out of the movie theater. It's loud as fuck. I'm like, hold on. I'm like, hello? Am I out of breath? And the guy's like, hi, is this Thomas? I go, yeah. And then he goes, I'm calling on behalf of Bill Rupp, which sounds like he's dead, right? Like, I'm calling on behalf of him. He has you listed as his emergency contact. And I'm like, okay, like, what is going on? I'm like, is he okay? He's like, oh yeah, he's fine. He just needs a ride home. And I'm like, this motherfucker. So he can't get picked up by an Uber, right, Bill? They wouldn't let an Uber pick him up. They said some person had to pick him up. So he's stuck at the fucking hospital. And I'm like, I'm not fucking leaving. So find your way home, dude. And I just went back to the movies. And how'd you get home, Bill?
My friend left work. Come get me.
Yeah. Friend had to leave work.
He abandoned him at the hospital.
I'm not fucking lying, dude. We had an agreement. I was getting the Uber. I'm in Paramus. He's in fucking. By the time fucking I got there, he could have crawled.
He left me, Rackets.
Fuck that, dude. I'm not leaving my niece in the middle of Little Mermaid. Are you crazy? I was like, you're alive? You're good? Okay, no Uber? Fine. If you need it, fine, but figure the fuck out. So I left him in the hospital.
And he has my $20.
And I got his $20, which I did spend on popcorn, so thank you.
Yeah, right. I'm coming right after the show.
All right, so that's the rundown on Bill's situation. So, Bill, how are you feeling?
My throat's killing me, man. Fucking... First time. I've had anesthesia like 3 or 4 times now. And I guess that tube down your throat, I was remembering it before. Like, I guess they usually wake me up after they take it out. I think they woke me up too early as they were pulling it out because I felt myself gagging. Like, right. I could feel it. So they took it out, I guess, as they were waking me up. I could feel them ripping the thing out of my throat. My throat's sore as fuck.
Well, you were in there longer than usual, so the thing probably wore off more than it usually does.
Maybe. I don't know.
Right? I mean, you should be used to it, too, with all the dicks you jammed.
I was just going
to
say, are you sure you had surgery yesterday?
Yeah, you had surgery or were you at the truck stop?
Did a problem with my IV at first. The fucking lady's putting the medicine in when I'm laying on the operating table, and she's like, you know, my hand was getting a little swollen. I'm like, I don't think it's in all the way because I've had IV fucking million times that I could tell. And she's like, yeah, I don't know. And I'm like, she's like, do you feel anything? I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm wide awake. Don't start. And then she was like, all right. She's like, just take a couple deep breaths. I'm like, no, wait. And then I was out.
All right, good. All right. So let us know in the chat who you side with, Tommy or Bill. Just write Tommy or Bill on who was right and who was wrong
Tommy
in this situation.
There, guys. He left.
Did Tommy leave Bill and abandon him, or was Tommy a great friend driving him there at 8 in the morning and ran out of the movie theater to make sure he was okay had an Uber waiting for him when he was ready to get it? Which one do you think, number two?
Left.
Evan, which side are you on?
I mean, I'm on your side 100%.
It's not close, right?
Also because of the fact that we talked to Bill was the one who brought it up last week, saying he had surgery, and then you said that you have...
I had the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Rackets, who was right?
The Little Mermaid...
Tommy leave Bill in the hospital?
No, my
niece cannot be moved.
Abandoned at the hospital.
Oh, you're going with Bill. I'm going with Rupp and Rackets teaming up. All right. So far in the chat, we have Tommy, Thomas, Tom 45, Bill the Lot Lizard.
Thank you,
Colt. Colt dropped $5 to tell us we're up 45. Couldn't see that one coming. Who'd have thought Colt would be on your side? Never would have guessed that. Bill had to work off that ride home at the truck stop. That's what I think happened, SRB. I think that happened. I think his throat's sore from the fucking I think he had his
We missed an SRB donation on Tuesday.
Did I think we?
It was Tuesday? Yeah, we missed it. It was right when dude was talking about you getting banned from Villanova.
Oh, that's probably why I was in troll kill mode.
It just got right fucking scrolled right through.
I was in troll kill mode. All right. Villa Tommy family first, right, Phil? Tommy,
did you get banned from Villanova?
Lot Lizard. Yes, I'm banned from Villanova. I just found out.
Did you graduate?
I mean, I guess I didn't.
What? Where's your diploma?
I definitely graduated. I'm a VIP there. I was there.
Let's see the diploma.
Yeah, my Villanova diploma. Text my mom for it. Hold on.
All right. One second.
My Villanova diploma. Let's see it.
Let's see it.
Did I graduate?
No. You don't believe
I'm gonna ask her openly.
No, you can see it.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
What's she gonna lie?
You know, when I go upstairs all the time and ask my mom questions, you're like, No, I don't want to hear your mom.
You ask your mom if you were the fucking Tecmo Bowl champion of 1994. She knows.
And then I had to find the fucking thing where
you were out doing fucking heroin, telling your mom anything. She could have believed anything. She didn't know where you were.
I had to fucking find this where I was fucking on the dean's list. I had to find everything. I want to see the fucking diploma.
Diploma. Still, I'm gonna write desperately need it. Need it. Okay. So I'm gonna check my mom. Yes, I graduated Villanova. I was VIP there. I stayed 4.5 years. All right, so it looks like I'm killing this. There's a couple lot lizards, but pretty much I'm destroying this. Tommy abandoned Bill, said SRB.
Hoffman says you have no diplomas.
I have diplomas, and I'm the smartest person you know.
And that doesn't mean shit.
It does. It doesn't say much of the answer.
I know a lot of stupid people.
Mr. Perfect said, who needs picks? This shit is great. The entertainment's way better than that. And we got some fun shows in the pike that we'll talk about that we're not going to talk about that you're going to see. So it's going to be a lot of fun coming forward from the future. What do we got for headlines here, boys? We got the NBA game tonight, finally, that's going to start back up. We got, what, 4 baseball games left, I think? How many games we got left?
Yeah, there's
4 baseball games starting at 3:40. I'll give you a bet out for that 3:40 game. I have another bet or two for the later games. NHL doesn't start till I believe Saturday. Right? We get the Panthers.
Big ass pill I gotta swallow in my fucking throat. Look at that thing.
Dude. You swallow loads 10 times that size. Yeah, look at that. It goes down so easy. It's like a trap door.
Oh, fuck.
Anything. You put anything down there. And now swallow a cucumber. We got Toronto up 3-0 right now, Rackets. We got the Mets up 3-2, and we got San Diego up 3-1. Any interest on a live bet here? I didn't like these three games anyway.
Baseball all week has been ass.
The best thing, this is the best day to have 4 games because these series have been fucking out of whack for the new series start tomorrow. They start the new series, new matchups. This has been a weird rotation. I mean, I don't think the fucking Rays. What is the combined record of the Rays, Dodgers, Braves, and Astros in the last fucking 3-4
days? Not good.
I mean, if they won a game, it's insane. It's fucking nuts. And the Braves are losing 1-0 Rackets.
To the A's.
They're getting great pitching performances and losing 1-0, 2-1 every day.
A's have 2 wins, or 12 wins, and 2 of them have come against the Braves.
I mean, the fucking Braves.
That's why I told you, Rackets, I told Donovan, the Mets are not out of it by a long shot.
Circles back to this trash team.
Not out of it by a long shot.
Fucking trash, dude. Stop it.
Bro, it's just like NASCAR. I'd rather be at the end. I'd rather be in second or third than first. Just like the Mets last year, I'd rather be where they are right now than in first.
What are you doing over there, Evan?
Some guy's saying he works for the company of the hat I'm wearing right now.
Oh, I thought you were trying. I think you were flagging me down for my attention.
No,
you're bringing over. But yeah, I think all these teams literally are winning like one game. I think the Rays won 1. The Dodgers just got smacked by the Nationals last night, 10-6. I mean, what is going on? You know, the Yankees scored 10 runs in 2 games and then scored 0 in 10 innings yesterday. So it's been a pretty wonky fucking few days. But luckily, we're out of the woods with new matchups coming on later. So, any live bets here, Rackets or Bill?
No, but I got an argument with you.
I don't got shit.
Rackets, I saw on they were talking about it online.
TikTok.
LeBron James might take a year, might quit, you know, retire from the NBA so that he could go to college with his son, right?
I can't wait to fucking clear this
up. Go with Bronny. And then Tommy yells at me anyway.
Oh, nope, you're skipping the part.
No. You yelled
at me. You cannot fast forward.
Hold on, bro.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
You argued with me that it wasn't going to happen.
Because what did you say when you called me?
Then you said the story. You were like, then you said it. Oh, it was true.
You're in the middle. Stay at the beginning. He called me and said, listen, there's a rumor. Tell me if I'm wrong.
I understand once you're.
Oh, just let me. They don't. They didn't hear it. Let me say
you're not. So, Raggett, if you played professional sports, you can't go back. Even though.
Hold on. Yeah, Bill, you're at the end.
Raggett.
Start at the beginning. Hold on, Bill.
Eligibility. He cannot play college basketball, right? That's the rules.
That's the middle. Because Bill calls me up, Evan, and goes, there's a rumor that LeBron James is taking a year off from the NBA to go play with his son. That's what you said, Bill.
Yes.
Not go back to college to play with his son. To which case I said, you're a fucking idiot because there's no way he's allowed to play with his son. You can't go pro.
No, you said you're an idiot for him. First you said he's not.
You're an idiot for everything. But I said, once you declare.
And you saw the story, like, oh.
No, man. No. I said, once we were fighting
then
first.
Then you started yelling about
I said, it. Once you declare for the NBA draft, forget if you even played in the NBA. Once you declare, you're not allowed to go back.
And you don't
even if you don't get drafted, you're not allowed to go back.
Brackets.
That's a rule. When you declare for professional sport, then Bill tells me, so then where Bill was just going, brackets. I started
you
looking
don't think
it up.
That they can maybe somewhere pull a loophole or make an exception.
No fucking way.
You're a LeBron James play USC. Are you a fucking
You don't see it happening like you would if they said LeBron James is playing for UFC. Thank God Tommy's muted. If you would see LeBron James, if you heard tomorrow LeBron James is going to UFC to play, would you be shocked at all?
I mean, imagine being someone in the Mountain
saying,
West.
You're
just
saying
like, you 100%.
100%.
101%. 101%.
No.
That would be the biggest NCAA violation in the history of the world. You'd have fucking Alabama and every fucking team in the country going ballistic. You have a better chance of fucking LeBron James playing in the WNBA than just claiming that he's a woman than you have of that ever happening once.
You could do that.
Never.
Too, you
know? And that's why I was screaming at him. So then I looked it up and then I found out that guess what? LeBron James technically could play football at USC. Ricky Williams did it. So if you played in one sport, you can actually go play in another sport at college technically. So there is a loophole where LeBron could go play football at UFC or volleyball or track or something. I haven't dug all the way into it, but that's where we came to. When I said that makes sense. And then Bill was calling me an idiot, saying LeBron James would never go play football at USC if he could.
I have the answer.
Okay.
The NCAA strictly prohibits athletes from participating in collegiate athletics once they have declared or been drafted in a professional sports league draft. Applicable across all sports, not just basketball. It maintains these rules to keep a clear distinction between amateur and professional sports.
The NFL and Major League Baseball strictly prohibit beating and raping of women. if you beat and rape women. Oh, okay, sure.
All right, let me give you another one, Evan, that counters that, because I don't think you're right. Could LeBron James and J.R. Smith actually play college football? Okay, this is from 2016.
I mean, J.R. Smith playing college
football. This was from 2016. When J.R. Smith and LeBron were talking about going back and playing football in college.
But he went to play college golf.
Yes, I know. But that's what I'm saying. He was a professional athlete and he's playing college golf. So you can play college sports. So whatever Evan read is wrong.
You can play college.
Because here's where it says.
You've seen athletes do it.
Ricky Williams did it. Okay.
Yeah, so did J.R. Smith.
All right, hold on. The question is, being that we played professional basketball, didn't go to college, can we come back and play college football? By the way, this all started because LeBron tweeted that he wanted to go back and play another sport in college the other day. Did you see that?
No.
Okay. So that's the guy who gets you the headline, guys, who doesn't know the biggest headline of the fucking world. LeBron James. Thanks, Bill, for fucking doing Evan's job. Are we going to fire Evan again? Is that what's happening?
I'm thinking about it.
I think we might have to fire him. So LeBron James. Evan, go to LeBron James' Twitter and read the tweet when you get a second. Tell me when you're ready. The question is, can we go play professionally if we didn't go to college? Can we come back and play college football? You have to remember that he's a weird exception because he never went to college. So, Evan, what you're talking about is a player who went to college, declared pro, and then wants to go back to college. LeBron went right from high school. Ricky Williams and them guys went right from high school. I think Ricky Williams was drafted in baseball, then went back to Texas to play football and came through. So this is a totally different exception, and there's not many of these people left. Because this stopped 15 years ago, right? So J.R. Smith didn't go to college either. Smith asked in a video, blah, blah, blah. Do we still have eligibility? Somebody give us an answer. J.R. Smith said this to technically, the answer is yes. An NBA player could be granted, and now it did have to be granted the eligibility, obviously, could be granted, an NBA player could be granted NCAA eligibility in every collegiate sport except basketball. So technically, LeBron can go play at UFC in football.
When did he tweet that?
Keep saying UFC.
When did he tweet that?
Bill, when did LeBron tweet it? You read it to me.
No, I didn't see that tweet. I saw the videos on it. I didn't see the actual tweet.
Oh, I thought he tweeted it.
No, you told me.
Yeah, right here. Hold on.
You told me you saw.
I'm literally looking at his Twitter right now. It's not there.
Okay, it happened in the video that fucking Bill was referencing, and in 2022 he tweeted Lakers LeBron James jokingly asked Twitter if he has college eligibility. So this is the tweet I saw, LeBron James September 24th, 2022. So if you search Twitter, Evan, just search at King James space college eligibility, and it'll pop up for you. LeBron James tweeted September of 2022, so last year. Do I have college eligibility if I went to play another sport besides basketball? ? How does that rule work? And this fucking stupid Neanderthal that you are looking at on your screen that I'm arguing with all show was yelling at me that LeBron James would never go back and play football in college. Meanwhile, LeBron James himself asked the question last year. Daniel Cronin, thank you for the donation. $20 pop. I side with Tommy G. Rup 45 responsibility to arrange a ride 24 hours in advance, not win in the car. Also, do you like the Red Sox first three no runs? I'll give you the answer for that shortly. I'll make sure not to forget it. You should have arranged a ride, Bill Rupp. Daniel Cronin is right. And that's coming from one of our top donors on the show.
I did. I didn't want my friend to leave work.
Yeah, but you wanted me to leave the movies with my niece. So your friend didn't have to go 3 miles. What an asshole. All right, Bill, now you can pick up where I left off.
No, listen, I just don't think that it's – I think that there's always loopholes in everything, and I don't think there's 100% no on anything in the world. I don't think that –
You're the king of – you don't believe a single thing I tell you in conspiracy.
Yeah, because I never think that anything's 100%.
Do lizards rule the world, Bill?
No.
100%?
No, nothing's 100%.
Oh, now all of a sudden, Racket.
I've never seen one, but 99.9.
Did the government bomb the Twin Towers?
Come on, dude. I don't think LeBron James is going to play college basketball, but would I be shocked if they let him and they made an exception and this happened? I would not.
They wouldn't set that precedent. It's too dangerous. What if Steph Curry wants to do it? Then what
I
if
don't
this?
Agree.
You can't. But let him play football.
Well, because no, hold on. Steph Curry went to college, so you can't.
Or if they change the rule.
The only reason I'm saying.
Okay, what if Luka Doncic? What if Luka Doncic wants to do it? Luka Doncic.
Okay.
Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic.
All right, I would not be shocked.
What if Wembanyama wants to do it? What if every player from Europe wants to do it? You're setting a horrible precedent.
Wembanyama's not in the NBA yet.
Well, when he comes in, he never went to college.
Okay. So if they make the exception, then yeah.
Then you're going to have all these players going to EuroLeagues for a year, going to the NBA, and going back to college in 5 years. It's a disaster.
Shocked.
You're an idiot. You're done.
I would not be shocked.
You're retarded. You're fucking retarded. Fucking retarded. Don't go into
I'm retarded, and you're the person who thinks there's lizard people. Okay. So let's say, is there a better chance of LeBron James playing college basketball or a lizard person popping up somewhere. Let's come on.
I think come the lizard fuck people on. Buy a lot.
Stop making me yell because my
lizard people
hurt.
Buy a lot.
You're a
There's at least cave paintings. There's at least cave paintings of lizard people. There's no chance of LeBron James cave, playing in college.
Cave paintings?
At least one person in the world thinks there's lizard person. You're the only one that thinks that LeBron James can play at USC.
Hold on. You said there's cave paintings?
Right, let's get to look at the chat. Definitely lizard people, they said. Definitely. Another one. Definitely lizard people. R word. Cool. What? Retarded? Retarded, 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 retarded. Shut up. It's a word. Get over it. You're an adult.
All right. There's cave Love paintings you, of lizards, cave paintings, right? Well, here's a picture of LeBron James playing college basketball. So there you go. You got your cave paintings. I got LeBron James playing USC right there.
Oh, that's great. Lizard people, bro. Yeah, LeBron is a lizard person. So it's a twofer for me. He's not playing in college and he is a lizard person. No, 4-0, Tommy G. I'm fucking killing you this show. Yeah, let's get to some bets, unless we have some headlines. What do we got, Evan?
D-Hop wants to go back to the Texans. Apparently he's considering.
I'm kind of over talking about him. Every day it's another thing with D-Hop. It's turning into the Deshaun Watson shit, you know, where every day we got to talk about D-Hop and that does anyone really care until it's done? You know, I'm with you. You did your job by getting a headline up. Yeah, I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying, like, every sports show is so desperate for things right now because there's nothing going on that every day is D-Hop day. And meanwhile, the closest person to being right about D-Hop is Rackets, who said he's washed. So, I mean, realistically, what the fuck are we talking
about? 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
So what are we talking about here, right? We're talking about a guy who could be washed. You know, which team is he going to? Is he going to go back to the Texans? Yeah, probably, because fucking no one's going to give him the money that the Texans probably will. But I'd like to see him with C.J. Stroud over there. I'd like to see him get a weapon. I'd like to see him on the Jets. You know, we should be talking about Zach Wilson and how he's killing camp with fucking Rodgers with the bad calf. And fucking Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are best friends. And they're getting along great. That's fucking huge.
It's going to be great in 2 years.
Arrogant assholes joining together. 2 years. Woo-hoo, 2025. I have my vengeance on the world. I want this on record, Evan. Might this date. I have not given up on Zach Wilson and never have. Bill's going to say I did. I never have given up on Zach Wilson, never. All right. Anything else before we get to the bets?
Get to the bets.
Get to the bets. 2:42. We're going to be done with the bets in 10 minutes. So, like I said, live games right now, nothing interested. If you want to take a stab at Philly, plus 235, they're down 1. 7-1 San Diego, 3-0 Blue Jays, minus 1,800. No interest there. 3:40, I do like this Colorado game to have some runs in it. So I'm going to be doing, I have this out for the subs already, 3:40 p.m. Arizona, Colorado, both teams to score first five, and the Astros money line, that is plus 124. So you'll be getting a plus 124 on that. That is, you know, one of my favorite plays of this baseball slate, but I'm going to ride Bill's NBA, I think, today more than anything
else. First, a lot of people, if you don't know, FanDuel has a new app. Most states, you have to download the new. If your FanDuel's not working, you have to download the new app.
You have to update it yourself. It won't update by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's talk about any other plays on this game. Rackets, Davies versus Siebold. Arizona, I'm probably going to take them minus. Throw them in there too. Arizona minus 170 is what I'm seeing right now. They kind of own Colorado. They fucking always beat Colorado. So, Rackets, what do you think?
Rockies got me yesterday mostly on a whole bunch of ground ball bullshit. I don't really have a strong take on this game. I mean Davies and Siebold. I don't think Davies should be minus 170 and I don't think the Rockies should be plus 140, but I don't really have a I would lean Diamondbacks, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean I'm just looking at the history of the Diamondbacks Rockies. It's usually in favor of Diamondbacks. They won 6-0 last night. Going again. I'm going to take the Diamondbacks minus 170. Evan. Bill, anything here?
Mm-mm. I don't like any baseball today.
Yeah, there's four games. There's a couple decent ones, but Red Sox, Cincinnati. to answer the question from the chat, do I think there's going to be no runs in the first three innings? I hate betting that. Just because, especially Hunter Green and Chris Sale, they both can throw no hitters through seven and strike out 14.
And they both can leave one pitch in the middle of the plate.
And they both can
out.
Leave one pitch and it's 3-0. You know, yeah. Like it's just really dangerous. The total in this game is 9.5. If anything, I may go over first five, both teams to score first five. Hunter Green's home run problems are back, Rackets.
Yeah, and his strikeouts haven't been. He's
going through a little gallon. A gallon thing right now. I mean, listen, last game he was fucking lights out, right? I think last game he threw a fucking no-hitter through six. But if you look here, I'm just pulling it up right now. Last game he was 6-11. But the home runs, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, first six games of the year. We used to call him Homer Green because he used to give up so many home runs. First six games of the year, he gave up one home run, and I believe it was in the first inning on the first game of the season to the Pirates. The whole month of April, he didn't give up a homer. Since then, 2-1-2-2. He's given up seven in his first four starts in May. He also had that miraculous game where he struck out 11 and gave up no hits through six. So what is he? Who is he going to be? You know, I think he's built to be one of the best closers in baseball, you know, a hater-like guy. But, you know, if they're going to keep running him out as a starter, you just don't know. You know, his earned run average in May was 2.1. His earned run average in March was 8. His earned run average in May is 5.5. It was 2.1 in April. I mean, last year was a disaster, but he had great starts. So I wouldn't do it. I would go over both teams.
Yeah, I lean the Red Sox here. Their offense still hasn't really scored any runs, though, which is kind of scary. But
how is that still going on?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no fucking idea.
I thought that was like a bad weekend. And next thing you know, we're a week and a half.
No,
later,
we're 2 weeks into it. We're 2 weeks into it. Yeah. And the only time they scored was against Fott. So.
Yeah, who sucks.
He's trash. He got sent down.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't really have anything for this. I'm not taking a side because you got two pitchers who are elite and can dominate. And two pitchers who, you know, the thing about Hunter Green and Chris Sale is they have bad innings, right? They don't have bad outings. They both just get blown the fuck up in an inning if it goes bad. It's not like they're going to give up one run every inning if they give up five runs. Like, if Sale gives up five runs, he's going to give up four in the first and then throw five shutout. You know, like, it's like one of those situations.
Yep.
Hunter Green will look great and then give up a grand slam. So I can't bet this game. I mean, I have to see how they start, but I want to give you guys a play on it because there's only four games. But, Bill, anything?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough spot, even if you look at the I'm just loading fucking Fangraphs here.
I've gotten fucked on baseball the last few days.
Listen, if you're winning on baseball this week, congratulations. I don't know how the fuck you did it, but the last few days have been up. I mean, what did I do yesterday? Yesterday, bets, I had the Yankees who lost 1-0 in the 10th at plus 130.
Got like one fucking guy to second base all night. I think it was Higgy.
I mean, yeah.
They do that too much.
The Yankees are going to shut out.
That happens.
And they scored 10. They did that. They scored 10 in three straight games prior to that, though. So that's why I'm thinking, like, all right, we'll get a couple runs. No. So that was a loss. I had Arizona who won 6-0. That was a win. I lost the Astros who explained what the fuck's going on there. Rackets.
They're in trouble, man.
I don't know.
If Yordan doesn't homer, they don't.
Well, Yordan did homer according to the camera. Yeah. And then he didn't.
They were
cheering in the chat. And then all of a sudden we found out they got caught because the camera wanted to look at the upper deck when he launched it. So I lost the Astros. On a max bet, one Hunter Brown over 6.5 Ks on a max bet. So on those four bets, I broke even. Lost a little vague on the Astros. The Astros lay one set. Lost a couple units there. The thing I got fucked on is Hunter Brown. I had him laddered 9, 10, and 11. He struck out five of the first six batters that he faced. He ended with 8, so he blew through the K prop. But it just – he only made it 5 because his pitch count went up. It just missed the ladder. So it was fine. We lost a little bit last night, but
I'm actually noticing a lot of this this year. Like, the quality start is non-existent anymore.
Pitchers
don't go six innings. Like, they barely make it into the fifth now. Even getting wins is tough. Like, it's ridiculous the way that things are going. These pitchers just don't pitch.
I just wanted to mention, Colt, that since I mentioned everyone's donations in the chat, but you, because we have our rivalry. Bill and Rackets both decided not to mention your $1.99 donation, where it said, is Bill going to pick his butt today? So just remember who fucking we can hate each other all you want, but remember, C-Duff, who's the person fucking calling you out?
Definitely not
ignoring you over there. They're just ignoring Bill. Ruck and Rackets hate you. They hate everyone. They love you in the chat. They hate you. They won't do anything.
Definitely not picking my butt. But if I was, who the fuck cares? I'm 43 years old. I'll pick my butt. Anytime I want, I'll pick my butt. And if you want to know, first of all, I had a fucking skin graft from my ass, and my ass, 2 months ago.
They took skin off your ass?
Right here. And it's fucking, it's dry and itchy right here. This is like a motherfucker. Let's see you have a fucking skin graft to take off here and fucking leave your fucking ass all itchy. But if I want to fucking bend over and pick him out of my ass, I'll fucking do it all day. But fuck, no one's going to fucking tell me I can't do that. Fucking 40, I'm fucking 43-year-old man. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. As my
You're making me choke.
My fucking dad used to say, I'm free, white, and 21. I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, take this. Take a lesson from Bill's racist father. $4.99 donation from City Pizza. Rename headlines. Tommy G versus Bill Rupp. Lizard people versus the faction. I mean, obviously, lizard people win that. Fuck the faction. Anyone else have any comments on Bill picking his ass? Please let me know in the chat. I will be sure to comment on that. I'm a man. I'm 40. I can pick my butt all I want.
I'll fucking do whatever I want.
That's right. All right. Let's get to the favorite team of Joey Rackets. The Cleveland Indians are going to take on the Minnesota Twins and Pablo Lopez.
This is one of the only games I kind of like today. I like Tanner Bibee plus 122.
You love your Indians. I knew it.
Twins haven't really been great, dude. They're okay, but Pablo's all right. I don't mind. I don't really love targeting him, but Bibee's been really, really good. And I think the line here is just a little bit off. I think the Indians should be a little bit closer to, this game should be really closer to a pick 'em than it is.
All right. Weather report. Not much weather today either, guys, because we got Toronto playing in a dome, Miami playing in a dome. The Mets weather already started. 81 in Boston. Nice weather. Arizona's playing in a dome. Houston's playing in a dome. And then the Twins game, 84 degrees, 8 mile per hour wind blowing in. So, Ryan, you want the?
Yeah, I'm on the Guardians plus one. Yeah, plus 130 if that's what best line is.
All right, Indians plus 130 there, Ev. And then I'm not going to mention C-Duff and see if these idiots do. And then we'll go to
Colt. C-Duff, $1.99. Pick that ass. Let's go.
Pick that ass.
Pick that ass, girl. All right. Let's go to Astros, Angels. Bill, why don't we auction off your skin?
It's on my fucking
I think we should auction off Bill's skin on like
it's a on my leg.
Live stream.
They moved it.
Oh no! Let's just take some more.
Bottom of my leg to the bottom of my leg.
We'll carve you up like in Yellow Jackets. We'll just carve a nice piece of fucking skin and auction it off. You could sign it.
Does that give you a scar?
No. It's almost. It's like almost. It's like pink, but it's going away now. No, it's so bro. It's so amazing. They do such a thin layer. It's crazy.
Like the guy who does the eggs, Bill.
The hair still stays there, so that's how they don't even go deep through the hair follicles. It's nuts.
Bill, like the guy who does the eggs?
What?
Like how he scrapes the eggs? The guy on TikTok who scrapes the eggs.
Crazy.
Like that?
Like two strips right down the side of my leg.
Nice. So we put him on the grill. Fucking cannibal that shit up. So Bill will be donating skin grafts for anyone out there. how much for a graft?
Top Dono gets Bill, skin graft.
For like a well, two inch graft?
My Bill donated $2 said I'll buy it.
The doctor said I have
$2. I mean, listen. I think you're overpaying.
Says, he says I have some of the best skin he's seen. So I ain't donating that at all. Wow. My fuck, I lotion.
I mean, listen, just donate it. Just that'll be like a flawless RPA.
My skin is very
logo
good.
Man. I'll draw the NBA logo on your thing. We could sell some logo man skin.
Look at his skin, baby.
Think about it. Wow, beautiful. What skin?
Beautiful.
Yes, motherfucker. All right. So Houston to Los Angeles. I'm taking the Astros. I have to.
Oh. I don't know. Just like you had to take the Arizona, you and Rackets. Don't think I forgot about that, you fucks. Arizona's going to lose. Arizona, don't take it. Take Arizona out of the bed. Take it.
All right, listen. What was the score of that?
They were up 5-0 before you could blink.
They were. 5-0 the first inning.
Fucking spanked those.
I gotta find the clip. When was that show? What show was that? Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah. I think, yeah.
You were racking.
I said, I believe. Evan, I'm pretty sure I said now Arizona's going to win 5-1 because we just made in rack.
I remember you saying 5-1. Something like that.
Well, it was either 5-1 or 7-1. I don't remember what it was.
The What's Rays up? Still lost.
Yeah. No, everything lost. Everyone loses this week. But Bill was right on that. But I think I nailed the score. But now we're fucked. They're going to lose 5-1. This final game here, I'm interested in the Astros.
Good luck, bro. I don't know. Reed Detmers has been good. I don't know.
No, he hasn't. He's not good.
He hasn't been bad. He really has. He hasn't been bad. He sucks. Let me get pulls up his number.
He sucks. Same every star. 5 innings, 3 runs. He sucks.
Why can't I find him?
10 hits last game. That was the game, the Miami. Yeah, 5 innings, 3 runs. 5 2/3, 3 runs. 5 2, 4 3. 4 3, 4. 5 2/3, 2. He sucks. He sucks.
Yeah, he's fine. Hasn't got. He doesn't even get into the sixth.
He hasn't seen. That's the problem. Since April. Yeah, and their bullpen is horrific. Actually, their bullpen is the thing that's gotten better, actually. Their bullpen was horrific. It's actually been better. So I'm going to go with the Astros here. I just have a tough time seeing them not getting out. It's a team that mashes lefties usually. I like the Astros here. Give me the Astros, Evan. Let me see the best line.
Gary Sanchez is going crazy with the Padres right now. Bill, are you upset that he's not with the Mets anymore?
Yes. But I mean,
why
would
they get rid of him so quick? What happened?
Well, Alvarez.
No, he could DH. I don't
know.
Vogelback? Who the fuck do you need Vogelback in a lineup for? He sucks.
It's the GM. They love Vogelback. Don't want to admit he's wrong on him.
Yeah, exactly. Astros minus 175, huh? Right. I'd rather parlay it. So if you want to parlay that with something, guys, you could do that. But let's get to the meat of the show here in the last 10 minutes. No hockey tonight. NBA. Let's see. I see how quick I am on your Cronin. I got your Cronin. Dan Cronin says $10. Let's go. We're up 45. I had a skin graft done on my scalp to fix my eardrum. How did it work out, Cronin? Give us an update.
Oh.
Can you hear Bill's stupid
fucking
voice?
Fix your eardrum.
Dan the man.
That had to hurt.
Yeah, I would say that's got to be fucking an intricate procedure. Jesus.
Yeah, you can't control what gets fucked up on your body, right? Like, you just got to fix it. We got a little bit of everything.
But I watch a lot of earwax videos on.
Maybe that's why. Maybe he was fucking sticking a pen in there.
Well, I've seen.
Did that hurt, Cronin? I need to know what that felt like. Because that has
spiders come out of people's ears and crazy.
That sounds terrible. All right, let's go to the NBA. Bill Rupp, you got something for us here. Bruin, the Miami Heat will take on the Denver Nuggets. Subscribers of 4D Bets, and I believe on Staycation, gave you guys the Heat multiple times to win the championship, not as the primary bet. I had other teams that I thought would win it, but the Heat were one of them, and we had the most recent one was plus 300 to win the championship, opening the series to the Celtics. I figured that was a better bet than the series, and hey, now we're sitting pretty. So right now we do have Denver minus 370 tonight, minus 9. We got Spoelstra talking some shit, talking about how they're going to turn the heat up in Miami and they're not worried about the altitude. I don't know, Bill. What do you think? What do you think for the NBA Finals here? The series, the Heat are plus 350 for the series. I mean, put me in on that, Evan. That's fucking retarded to give the Heat plus 350 after just running through what they just ran through.
Bro, I mean, you're out of your mind.
Plus 350 on the Heat? Celtics would have been favored over Denver, correct?
No.
Not in the last week.
No.
Not because Denver beat fucking the Lakers, dude.
Bro, it wouldn't have been.
Why? No. Oh, hold on a second. Why is the
going series into the? Hold on. I'm sorry, Rackets, real quick. Going into the playoffs, the Celtics were the favorite. So they would have been favored over Denver. The last 2 weeks. Because the last 2 weeks, everyone's on Denver because no one realizes they didn't play anyone.
Denver had the best record in the NBA.
But they were not the favorite to win the championship. The Celtics were.
They would have been the favorite going into this game if the Celtics
were. You told me Sacramento was going to be favored over Golden State because they had a better record. Records don't matter. Vegas odds do. The Celtics were the favorite to win the championship. If the Celtics didn't fucking shit all over themselves, they'd have been a favorite against Denver in the championship. Or else Denver, Vegas would have never made them the fucking favorite.
No, I don't think so. Nope.
Well, I don't care what you think. I'm telling you fact.
Well, we
I'm not asking you.
It's not happening.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you what would happen.
I'm telling you no.
The same way as I told you Golden
State.
I'm
telling you no.
You told me Sacramento was going to be favored over Golden State, and they were plus 300.
Doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. So it was Denver would have been favored.
No, sorry, no.
Now, why are we arguing about something that's never happening? So it doesn't matter.
Because we gotta fill air time, and they like when we yell at each other. So here's my issue with Denver, and Bill, I'll let you argue the Denver side. I'm going to argue the Heat side. The Denver Nuggets so far in this meteoric run where they've only lost three games the whole playoffs, and they look great. They look phenomenal. I'm not taking anything away from them. I was actually wrong. They're a better team than I thought they were. But they played the Timberwolves missing two players who suck. They played the Suns missing two superstars, and they were 2-2 in that series when they lost Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton, and they couldn't do anything to stop the middle. And they were struggling with them to start the series, lost both in Phoenix against the Suns. And then they just walked through the Lakers, who literally looked like they needed a ventilator in the first quarter. That team just fucking imploded. And the Lakers could have won three of those games. One of them, no. Three of those games came down to the wire.
Tell me who the Heat
played. Hold on. Now let me plead my Heat side, and then you tell me the other side.
Tell me who they played.
So I'm going to go through the Heat now. Heat ran through the Milwaukee Bucks, the second favorite win the championship.
With the best player on the planet, completely injured and basically
he dropped 40 and 20 in the last game.
He was injured. It doesn't matter what he dropped.
Points still count, Bill.
That's like Tatum was injured in the last game, bro. You can't.
Tatum scored 9 points. Dude, Giannis dropped 40 and 20.
You're telling me right now, a healthy Giannis.
They beat him. They beat a healthy Giannis to start the series before he got
not healthy, bro.
They smacked the shit out of him in Milwaukee on game one.
You're so stupid, bro.
Dude, the Bucks won one game.
Because Giannis was hurt.
He played and dropped 40.
It doesn't matter if he played. He was still hurt.
Yes, it does.
Oh, my God.
As long as he's dropping the points, that's what counts on the score.
You're an idiot, bro. You're an idiot.
Bill, the scorer.
You're so stupid, dude. All right, go ahead. All right, so they beat Giannis. Go ahead. They beat his
Rackets. Does it matter if he's hurt if he drops 40 and 20?
No.
No.
Not at
the
all.
The whole point of being on the court is
it matters.
He was healthy enough to drop 40.
They beat a Knicks team who wasn't ready for it.
Bill, the only game they won, the only game Milwaukee won was the game Giannis didn't play. He dropped 38, 20, and 3 in
the
last game.
And he was injured the whole time, bro.
He dropped 38, 20, and 3 in a loss, and he dropped 26, 13,
and 10. That's how good he is on a fucking.
He had a triple-double and 25 points in a loss.
And that's how good he is. Then he was still fucking hurt with a bad back, and he still dropped those points.
Wow, you're having a bad day. And the next one.
You're having a bad day.
Maybe you should have stayed asleep. And the next series, they beat your New York Knicks, who were favored.
No, he wasn't ready.
No, you just ran through Cleveland. New York, stand up. And Jimmy just sat you the fuck down.
Oh, the Heat are garbage, dude. They're a 7 seed.
And then they just beat the Celtics. Beat the fucking Bucks, the Knicks, and the Celtics?
Denver will spank them.
Denver ain't nothing compared to that.
Them in the series. The series is going to be a sweep, bro.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
Jokic
Listen,
is
I'm
the
not,
best player
not,
on the planet right now.
I'm not saying that the Heat should win the series. I'm saying plus 350 and minus 500 for Denver when they just ran through the Bucks, the Knicks, and the Celtics. I'm just saying that's way too high. The value, Rackets, what do you think? The value on the Heat after what we've been watching is crazy.
They
like,
ran,
Tyler Hero
ran,
may be back.
Ran,
if Tyler Hero's back,
through,
duck, motherfucker.
They ran through the Celtics. They ran through them. It was game 7.
Dude, they were up 3-0, and they threw 2 games. We watched them throw the game. You said it yourself. They were throwing game 6.
Bro, Bam has no
he's
shot
bad. He's bad.
Of
but
doing anything against Jokic.
Yes, that is 100% true.
They're not
going
to win.
What if Tyler Hero comes back?
He's not. And it doesn't matter.
What? He was questionable.
It won't matter, bro.
It won't matter. He's 22-5. What do you mean it won't matter? He's
your
second leading scorer.
They're going to be so tired tonight, plus being in Denver, bro. They're going to be awful. This game, they may win by 20, Denver, tonight.
All right. So what are your bets?
What doesn't make sense – hold on a second. What doesn't make sense to me is – Tommy was talking about the Heat series bet at plus 350. If that's like a true line, right? Plus 350 for that. Why is the line tonight plus 295 to win one game? That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Like, you're going to give me the series price.
$350 seems too much.
No, it seems too little.
It seems too little to me, and that's
it should be like $600.
You only need to win one game tonight to get the $300. Like, why is it $350 for the whole series? I understand
because they're playing on the road. Because here's the thing: because in Coors, no, I call it Coors in Denver, no one wins, right? So, like, that's why everything is. So, I mean, they're going to be a much bigger dog tonight, game one. You're also talking about a rested Denver team who swept.
And let's see, team
who just played seven games.
And let's see,
I don't think the Heat win tonight.
Jimmy Butler and his boys wait outside of the locker room for the Jokic brothers again, like he did. The Jokic brothers are gonna fucking show up and smack that fucking Jordan baby.
If that's the case too, if we expect Denver to win tonight, I wouldn't even touch that Heat series bet until game two. Because you're going to get like five or six.
I agree with you. The problem with the Heat is they win when they're not supposed to and they lose when they're supposed to. So, like, they won the first game against the Celtics. They won the first game at New York and they won the first game at the Bucks. So, the Heat have all playoffs gone out and
they've gone out
the
one game one.
The mouth.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, punched them in the mouth, too. Like, they fucking beat the Lakers by 7 or 8. They beat the Bucks by double digits and they handled the Celtics in that first game that they played them. So, I don't know. I don't know if maybe it's Jimmy gets a couple days off and he gets his sea legs back because he's a little older. But that's
I think the way to bet this series, you guys got some whoever's betting it. I'm talking to subscribers, whoever's listening. Pick your lane. If you think Denver's going to win tonight, but you think the Heat are going to win the series, take the Heat series before game two. If you think Denver is going to roll, take Denver and just fucking parlay them with something else game by game. Don't take the -500 for the series. But the value is 100% on the Heat. It's just it's presenting itself in a weird way to where you're getting a series price 50 cents less on one game. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bet any of the games, bro. There's no value on any of that. That's way too low, 350. It should be 600. There's no value on betting any of these games, any sides. Bet props. The props, okay, there's so many loopholes in these props that it's ridiculous. And I would bet props. Who's going to bet a side? You're going to bet -9 tonight? No. It's ridiculous.
I mean, listen, I'm going to give my first play out on this. I'm going to give my first play out on this game, which Bill's probably going to copy, of Caleb Martin, 15-plus points.
Yeah, Bill's going to copy. I've had that every fucking game. It's my guy. I've got a better bet than that.
It's like the Josh Young bet.
I've got 5 better bets.
No, that was mine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've got 5 better bets than that.
All right, so let's go.
Caleb Martin record 2+3s in every finals game +460.
Ooh.
2+3s against the Celtics in every game. That should happen.
And he's shooting more now. Let's just
shooting 7 or 8 threes a game. Then they have Caleb Martin to record 3+3s in every game +5500. They're going to give us 5500. For Caleb Martin, and he only didn't do that in 2 games against out of the 7 against the Celtics, if I remember right correctly. And that he shoots enough to possibly get that happen. For you to give me 5,500 on that, that is insane.
Where is that bet?
All the time. It's on FanDuel. It's under NBA. What is it? I'm going to see where. NBA Finals.
NBA
Popular
Finals.
Parlays featured.
NBA food.
What site?
FanDuel. I'm trying to find it now.
So that's ridiculous. Martin, 2 threes in every finals +460, which I think that's a give me. And 3 threes, they're going to give us 5,500 on that for a guy who's shooting 8 a game, basically, and he only missed that in 2 games against the Celtics, who played good D.
These should be higher scoring games here, obviously.
Yeah, I think that's...
And he's evolved to where he is definitely the number two, you could argue, at times in the game, Reggie Miller, you idiot. At times in the game, he's actually the number one, right? With Caleb Martin. Jimmy's the number one, but at times in the game, Caleb Martin takes over. I love everything, Caleb, this series.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it.
And then I got another one, which I think is crazy.
And honestly, Bill, one of the other things here, not to cut you off, but it helps your point, when you look at guys like Reeves last series against Denver, Reeves shot like 57% from 3 against the Nuggets last year. So You had a lot of guys in the Lakers just missing wide open shots, and the ones who were hitting were hit. So, I mean, there's opportunities there.
Well, because Jokic, Jokic,
Smart and Tatum and guys like that.
Jokic is slow to get back on defense. So we all know that. So Bam should be able to beat him up and down the floor. He's more athletic.
It's easy to break the defense down and kick it back out for a three.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I like Caleb Martin a lot. And you've seen that in his props. His props up to 15 plus minus 150.
And it, was, series, and it was Bill, eight and
Bill
a half.
Was getting him in 8.5, 9.5, and 12.5 for the first four games. So, like it. Love it. What else you got?
Yeah. Then Duncan Robinson to record 2+ threes in every game, plus 1,100.
That worries me.
Plus 1,100?
Plus 1,100, yeah.
I feel like they feed him a lot at the end of the game.
Plus, the problem is that there's certain games.
He was 0 for 2 against the first. 0 for 2, 3 for 6, 5 for 7, 0 for 4, 2 for 3, 3 for 6, 2 for 3. So two games he went. The first game he went 0 for 2, which he only played 7 minutes. So that's an outlier.
So that's what I was about to say. And then the problem with Duncan Robinson. Hold on. Let me explain it.
Can I finish?
No, you need to lose one.
Can I finish what I'm doing? Then you can talk.
You just did it.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to tell you why.
And then the fourth game, when he went 0 for 4, he only played 11 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so my point that I was about to say, you didn't need to stop talking. The problem with Duncan Robinson.
You come up with a bet and I'll talk. So now I'm not going to give out a bet if you just want to keep interrupting
me. All right, the problem with Duncan Robinson.
That's what I'm fucking saying, bro.
Go.
Jesus Christ. Now I'm done.
Not listening. Interrupting me. Earbuds out.
Go.
Give me
dude.
A thumbs up when you're done.
You have to say something so important. Go. Go ahead. What is it?
Is he done?
What is so important that you keep interrupting?
The problem with Duncan Robinson, Betts, is that if Gabe Vincent gets hot and the rotation goes right, he plays 7 minutes every third game. That's the problem with that bet. So I'm just telling
minutes,
people.
7 minutes, he still shot 4 threes in 7 minutes.
Right, he could still
so
get
plus
it.
Plus 1,100, I will take it.
I will take the other side of that. It has no chance of winning. How about that?
You're an idiot.
I love the other two. That has zero chance of winning.
You're
Duncan
an idiot.
Robinson
no, you're
is so
an idiot.
Inconsistent. I'm just you're,
how are, how are you saying that has no chance, bro?
Because he's too inconsistent with his minutes. He's too inconsistent. They don't play him enough. He can't. He's got to hit two. Listen, I think that should be plus 2,500, plus 2,000. I love the 5,500. I love the 480. I think those are phenomenal.
That's those odds are great, bro. I love it.
What was your other one?
And then I'm taking Denver to sweep plus 460.
That's a fucking disgustingly stupid bet.
All right, terrible. So was Arizona.
Two
right?
Two terrible bets, two amazing bets.
So was Arizona, right?
That's a horrible sweep. Sweep the Heat. Fuck out of here, dude. The grit and heart of that team. They're like the Knicks' heart with talent.
I mean, nobody said shit about the Heat. They were a 7th seed all season. They ran into fucking three teams that were fucking
Saying shit now.
Are they?
Correction. I was betting the Heat live all season.
See, let's see if they run into a good team.
Heat at home.
And a team that Tommy
like
said.
The Celtics.
Oh, and a team. No, let's not forget. Let's go back into time when Tommy was ripping me and Hoffman all season long. Denver has never won anything. Jokic can't get past the first round of the playoffs ever. He's so bad. Jokic will never win anything in the world.
He still hasn't won a championship yet.
Let's not forget that we also have a bet on this series.
Oh, we do. We got 500. I'm not stupid.
I got 500 on an even fucking bet. Look at my odds now.
Hey, thank God I put the Heat in.
Wanker. I got to answer this call.
Thank God. Get out of here and I can yell about you. I love how he forgets. Did you hear what he said? The Heat have played garbage teams. Him and Hoffman said they played garbage teams. Hoffman's pick to win the championship was the Celtics. And Bill was telling me how great the Knicks were all fucking year. Those are two of the teams, plus the Bucks. The Heat have run through probably the hardest gauntlet of any NBA team in history to get to this point that they're at right now. And if they beat Denver, you can argue this will be one of, not one of the most impressive runs or Cinderella ones, probably the hardest run. Because even the Knicks, say what you want about them, that they're above average.
Well, we can compare. We can compare right now to the Florida Panthers, what they're doing in hockey. It's the same
thing. Yeah, it's the same thing, dude. And the thing about what's going on is, Nick, say what you want about the Knicks, whether they're great or not. The Knicks are tough. You know, the Knicks are going to bang you and punch you in the mouth, and the Garden's a tough place to play. So to go against Milwaukee top defense, Boston top defense, and the Knicks who beat the hell out of you, that's an impressive fucking run to get there. If they beat Denver, this would be the most impressive.
Oh, yeah, now he's now – Tommy, you said the Knicks were shit all season.
I just made fun of you for saying the Knicks were. You just said the Knicks are shit right now. You just said they're shit right now. You just said Milwaukee. You just said Miami beat.
They were shit. I said they weren't.
Evan, hold on. Evan, rewind the tape. Go to the tape and pull where Bill just said Miami beat three shit teams. If you could pull that.
Oh,
that
and then I'll bet you on the Knicks.
Bet you $100 you just said Miami beat three shit.
I said they weren't ready. The Knicks were not ready.
We're going to look it up.
They weren't ready.
You just said they beat three shit teams.
Because that's what you were saying. You're shit.
You called your own team shit.
They weren't ready. They weren't good. They played.
So you just said they're shit.
They played like shit.
So they've been a shit team. You called Milwaukee Bucks a shit team. You called the Boston Celtics a shit.
They didn't have the best player. You said Denver sucked. The best team in the fucking league, you idiot. You said Denver was awful. Denver's not going to do nothing. I'm taking Carl Anthony Towns.
40-20.
Keep taking Towns, you fucking monkey.
40-20. New York, stand up.
Monkey.
New York, stand up.
I'm taking Minnesota. Denver won't against them. Because Denver never wins anything.
You're a little fucking stupid hopping. The Sacramento Kings.
Keep taking them.
Did they wear crowns? Like to be.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, stick that beam up your fucking
Thank
ass,
God
bro.
We can't hear
stick
you.
That
Thank
beam
God,
up your fucking
Thank
ass.
Thank God that microphone is so shit that we can't hear you when you're 3 feet away from it. Nobody can hear what you're saying, stupid. No one can hear you.
I don't give a fuck. You can't hear me. Rackets can hear me.
We heard nothing you said.
You heard nothing I said.
As soon as you step away from that microphone 6 inches, we can't hear
you. I don't care.
Like the beam. Get better fucking. Get better equipment.
Like the beam. Fucking idiot. All right, let's get out of here.
Warriors are going to win it all. You fucking loser.
You're going to win it all.
You fucking idiot. You're
going to win it all.
Girl, I'll be up $500. That's
Everyone
all
follow
I know.
The Kings.
That's all I know.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I got it right back on the other bet. I'm going to win it over here.
Not this. When the series is over, I'll be up $500.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to fucking take that money.
Yeah, we will see. I can't
Evan,
wait.
Could you hear me when I was yelling?
No.
No, because your equipment sucks.
No, it's because I'm probably making it clip.
No, you're the reason why. Because
I'm making it. No, I'm making it clip.
And you're the reason you fucked up No Mercy with fucking 25 takes.
I'm the reason you have No Mercy.
Yeah, because your fucking equipment sucks. Get some better
shit. I'm the reason No Mercy exists, in case you forgot.
Man, you're the reason.
What's the name of the show? Stay Cashing with Tommy G?
They had 25 takes because you don't go out and get good equipment or you throw shit at it. Who throws?
You almost weren't here today. You at least I showed up today. I had to fucking drag you
on. Against the wall.
You fucking idiot.
Light the beam.
Yeah.
Light the beam.
I was wrong on Celtics, I admit it, but I think Nuggets win in five. All right. As long as they don't sweep, then Bill will be wrong. That's good. I said that was a shit bet. And then another donation here from someone. I don't know who that is. Stop being mean to Bill. No. Fuck Bill. Leave him at the fucking hospital. Rackets, final words.
Aaron Hicks has 1,000 batting average as an Oriole.
What's up?
Aaron Hicks has a 1,000 batting average as an Oriole.
Oh, my God. If you become an Aaron Hicks fan just because he's wearing an Oriole jersey, I pray it happens just so we can fucking obliterate you.
Have my City Connects jersey next week.
I fucking pray that he hits 3 home runs this week and you come on his bandwagon.
Hicks high, baby. Let's go.
Evan Fan, final words. Evan Fan. Evan Hand.
Bill to miss tomorrow's show is at like -350 right now. So.
Wow. You don't think he'll be here tomorrow? Why?
He's taking some abuse today. We're being mean to Bill.
Yeah, he's a bit of a pussy, right? He's a little bitch. He might fucking cry. And
you're
fuck
a fucking
like a
bitch.
Yeah,
fucking you're a bitch. Get better equipment. Fuck.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Rigged.
Can't hear you.
Fuck you.
What? I don't even know what you're saying. No one can hear you, so it doesn't matter.
You can't hear me?
Do I mute again? No. Were you speaking?
Final words.
Is he saying
final anything? Words.
Did he say something just now?
Can you hear me?
What?
Colt says say my name.
Meek Beaker. Meek.
Final words.
What?
Final words.
Speak up!
Can he really not hear me, Evan?
You're muffled.
You're drowned out now.
Shit, bro.
Now you're drowned out.
Guys, end the show!
Sign up. Sign up, guys. I got a lot of NBA bets for this series. I've got so many that I'm looking at. I haven't even gone into DraftKings yet to see what the specials they have. I'm going to be doing that later. So sign up. I got so many. I'll give you two more right now. Jokic and Bam to score the first basket tonight. Plus 390 and plus 650. Like them both. Think they're going to, right off the tip, it goes back to one of them and either one of them scores. So I'll take that bet. But I got a million bets on these games tonight where I'm going to do a lot of prop bets. So sign up. Even if you sign up for the week just to get the NBA Finals, I would do it. You'll pay for your bets tonight, you know? So sign up. Tommy's done. So let's
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Yeah, now you're back. One thing for French Open tomorrow morning, Carolina Mukova, minus 140. Nah, it looks like at 9:30 in the morning tomorrow. Carolina Mukova, Muchova, minus 140.
Move over, Mukova.
Yeah. She probably goes to the quarterfinal in this region.
Okay. All right. That'll be it. So, Bill, you already gave your final words, right?
Yep.
All right. Four, Evan Hand, Joey Rackets, and the fucking lot lizard, Bill Rupp. I am Tommy G. Good luck. Stay cashing, motherfuckers. See you tomorrow, 2 p.m.
Let's go.
Oh, now he has no voice.
No, I don't want to yell anymore when I don't
fucking
have to.
Scream it all show. Now he's got no voice.
Fucking my throat's killing me. I'm going to yell for no reason.